Blog Talk Radio. ladies, it's your girl, Miss P, and you are now in tune. Shout out to Mo Trey for that track I just played called Crush. You guys can Google them at MoTrey3.com. And when you go and check out their music, I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. And if you missed our interview, you can definitely go on our archive link to reference that interview. We had fun, fun, fun. And for the first time, I had fun talking about something that I really like to do, and I shot with a bunch of guys. So it really was fun. So check it out on demand. As of any of our interviews that you guys missed, the good thing about this platform is that it gives you the opportunity to check it out at your leisure. So let's just jump right in and talk about our guest of the evening, Chanel. Miss Chanel, I should say, because she's a young lady that's out here blazing trailways for all those teens out there and young women out there that are trying to figure out what they want to do in their life, looking for strong role models and things of that nature. She's definitely one, and that's why I was so excited to have her on the show this evening for you guys to get in tune with her. She's actually the voice of today. She's outspoken. She's confident. She shares her ideas, her opinion, and in fun, her new talk show, What Girls Think, is just, you know, blowing people away. Without apology, she devours in subjects that's relevant to you, the young adults and parents and mentors, and slice into the real. And I love that part. She's well-researched and direct, and she is a force to be reckoned with. So without further ado, let's bring on the power of the talk show to a new level for a new generation. What Girls Think, Miss Chanel. How you doing tonight?
Hi, how are you? I'm doing great.
I'm doing well. I am, like, really, like, all over the place at all times, but it's all good. We're here now.
Right.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry, baby. Go ahead.
Nothing. I'm just waiting on you.
Oh, yeah, I was just saying that, you know, I'm flattered that you're on the show because it's just, like, definitely a role model. And like you said, you know, it's not so much about the young women out there, but it's also something that us as, you know, the older generation, I should say, because, you know, I'm only 19. That's between me and you. and that, you know, inspire us as well, because sometimes – when you get, you know, along the way as you develop into yourself and, you know, you do get older and those years pass you, you kind of lose track and focus on how it was to be a certain age or what, you know, young adults or teenagers go through. So I commend you for being able to make an impact, you know, on mentors and adults and, you know, the youth at large. So thank you for being impactful to the community and the world.
Thank you. It definitely, I would say, it can be a tough job, you know, because I'm taking on something that's very big, you know, it's bigger than me, you know, it's bigger than all of us, basically. It's a big situation. And so for me to take on all the teens and, you know, feel like I can make this big difference, you know, just me as one person to change all these lives, of course this is going to be a daily job, and it is for me. And I think the reason I'm able to do this is because I learned from people that were older than me, my mom, my aunts, people that were older than me around me, I was learning from. And from learning from them, I took all their information and I took that and I like switched it to a teen perspective. And that's how I'm able to do my show and that's how I'm able to connect with the youth by almost teaching them like their parents would, but turning it into a teen perspective where they don't even know that they're learning from someone who's older than them, basically.
Right.
So that's
right.
Kind of how I teach them. Yeah, it's good.
It's a good formula. It's a good formula. And again, yeah, and again, I commend the fact that you're able to assess and go forward with a remedy. I mean,
yeah.
At your age or whatever, I don't even know what I was doing. Like, you know, but I know that I wasn't able to put or formulate a plan. Let's just say that. I didn't have a strategy like you do.
Right.
So it's a blessing when people. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
I mean, it's definitely a blessing. I feel blessed in some ways. Yeah, I did miss out on my childhood a little bit, you know, like I went through a lot. You know, my dad died when I was 8 years old, so that forced me to kind of grow up a little bit, you know, a little earlier. And
mm-hmm.
then, you know, later down the line, my mom got really ill. So then I had to become basically an adult at like 14 years old. You know what I'm saying? I took on my mom and I took care of her for like still all the way to this day. Now that I'm 17, I've been taking care of my mom. So I've definitely grown up really fast. I had to learn how to be an adult overnight. So I did miss out on a little bit of my childhood, but I wouldn't trade my life in for the world because of that situation that I went through with my mom. It got me to exactly where I am right now. I wouldn't have a show. I wouldn't be nowhere near where I am right now if I didn't go through what I went through. So I'm thankful for everything I went through because I'm blessed now, you know? Like, God turned it around and blessed me. So it's beautiful.
Absolutely. So what was it like for you growing up in Minneapolis? And
yeah,
who are the people that are responsible for your growth as a person? Now, you know, typically it's our parents because that's the closest
right.
people we know. But let's
right.
look outside of your parents. Is there anyone else that contribute to the growth?
Of me?
Yes.
I definitely, of course, would always say my parent, you know, my mom. But outside of my mom, I've learned from my sister. My sister has always been a great mentor for me. She's a youth minister, so she's always been in my life. She's always impacted in my life. She's always, you know, kept my head level-headed, so I'm very thankful for her. I've had older cousins that's been in my life that's taught me. But mostly, I would say I kind of went through experiences and learned kind of on my own. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's like taking the hard way around things. Like, you go through a situation, but instead of going through it, you know, you'd rather your parent tell you about it before you go through it. But me, mm-hmm. I kind of like doing it the hard way, learning, you know, like going through it and then learning, you know, from it. So I think I kind of taught myself as I, you know, went through life, I guess.
No, you do. You do. I mean, come on. Like I said, I'm sitting over here just like, really, though? This is how you do it? I have to start hanging out with you. Like, I had to go on a trip.
Yeah, I mean, it works. It definitely works. You know, I would definitely say I'm a person. I'm very expressive. I definitely know how to express myself, but I'm also very shy, and I know that's hard for you to probably understand. Like, this girl is not shy at all, but I am. I'm very shy. So I'm very close to my mom. Like, she, out of my sister, everybody that's around me, my mom is the person I'm so, so open with. So everything I know, exactly who I am, the reason why I am who I am, my mom, hands down, nobody else. Well, and God, of course, but my mom.
Right.
You know. So.
Absolutely. So
definitely.
How did you get your start with your current venture? And what is the message, you know, the big picture here, you know, through this
okay.
talk show? Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with the talk show, I was like, let me think. I mean, I'm going to break it down, maybe a long story, but a short story. Okay,
Make
so
it.
Through
Take
my
your
life,
time. I'm
usually,
listening.
Usually, most people say they start off when they were younger. So when I was younger, 5 years old, my mom, she just like saw this little spark in me. I was just, you know, I was so outgoing, and I was always in everybody's space. I wasn't scared of nothing, like anybody. I would just run up to talk to strangers. Like, this kid is different, you know, because my brother and sister, they was not like me at all. They were quiet. I was not quiet. So she saw that in me. She said, okay, this girl's got a little sparky personality. She started taking me, you know, acting classes, dance and all that, and I excelled in all of it, modeling, everything. And we kept moving forward with that, and then I kind of realized that really wasn't my passion. And one day, you know, I was in, like, youth ministry with my sister, and they gave me the opportunity to speak, and once I spoke, you know, I did my little message and everything like that. They said, that girl's got a powerful mouth. Like, that's her tool right there. And from that moment, I was like 13 years old. No. I was 11. I was 11 years old. And then 12 years old, my mom told me, she said, you ever think about having your own talk show? And I'm thinking, you know, that might be cool and everything, but I don't believe that can actually happen. Mom, I'm 12. Like, are you serious? You mean, like, later on, I'm like 30? She's like, no, I mean, like, a teen talk show, like, right now, like, at your age. I said, you know, I mean, cool, but I don't really think it could happen. So we kind of dropped that for a little while. You know, I continued acting, modeling, you know, doing my thing. And then around 14 years old, she brought it back up. I remember that exact day. It was like, oh, I don't remember what day it was, but I think it was, like, on a Tuesday. And she was like, remember that time 2 years ago when we were talking about you having your talk show? Because all I did was, like, talk. I said, yeah, Mom, I remember that. She said, okay, so you ever, you know, thought about it? You know, create a proposal, do something with it. I said, are you sure about this? You know, I'm thinking, it's not going to happen. Why waste my time? She's like, stop saying that. Do it. So you know what? I jumped on that computer. I wrote up a talk show proposal, and I named my show Teens Talk at the time. I wrote up that whole proposal, man, and I started sending it to everybody, Ellen, anybody. I was trying to get to Oprah, somebody, you know, just mm-hmm. hear me out. And I, of course, couldn't get to those people. They're too high up, you know. So I went a different route. I kept trying. I submitted to different, you know, production companies and stuff. They wasn't listening to me. They're like, this little 14-year-old, 15-year-old kid, what is she talking about? She didn't know what she's talking about. So I continued to go. And it was like right at that breaking point where you're like, you've tried for like 2-3 years. I'm tired. I want to give up on this now. You know what I'm saying? 16 years old, summertime, July, is when I met my producer. I was scrolling on the internet at like 3 a.m. and I saw him, and it was firstrun.tv, and he was looking for independent producers with new, fresh ideas for a TV series. And I started crying and bawling my eyes out. I said, Lord, this is my opportunity right here. I saw that opportunity the next day. I got on the phone. I called up my producer. We talked right away. Boom, took my idea without me even submitting or anything just because of the way I talked. He said, are you sure you're 16 years old? Because I'm thinking you're 30. Where's Trinil at? Like, where's the teenager? You know, you're talking about it, but who is she? I said, I am Trinil. He was blown away and right on the spot. What Girls Think came to life. We talked about it, boom, boom, boom. A year later, now my show's out. It's been out for 3 months, and it's doing fantastic. It's the second number one on the whole network. So it's been
beautiful.
Great. Yeah. It's my story, basically.
Well, that's beautiful. And, again, you know, we all are born with a purpose, you know, and yours was just waiting for you to explore it, just sitting there waiting, because how many people can say, hey, I just walked right into this opportunity, or see past the fact that you had to search it out for a little bit, but you still stayed diligent in your, you know, attempts to make it all happen. And, you know, to me, that's, I don't know, it's powerful right now for me. It's powerful, and I can go on all day and tell you how amazing I think you are already. Seriously, but I'm not going to do that.
Just explaining my story, I'm powerful. Look, I'm all red hot in here. I'm like, what's going on? I feel something. I'm just really warm. I think my story, it just touches my heart over and over again, no matter how many times, radio shows or interviews that I do, no matter how many times I tell that story. It retouches me because you always look back, and I know everybody has an individual story, something that they went through to get to where they are and how difficult it is and how mm-hmm. much you push and you try, and you're like, man, this ain't happening. I'm ready to give up. And right at that inkling, that moment, that thought, God turned that thought around so fast, and boom, he gave me my blessing right when I was ready to give up. And it almost makes me want to cry because it's so powerful. Like, no one understands. I was at that moment. And I was done. I was like, I'm not doing this no more, Lord. 2 years. I put everything into this. I'm young. You know, I got a full life ahead of me. I can go to college. I can do anything I want to do. And he did not let me give up. He was like, oh, no. And boom, he gave me my dream right there. I said, I want to work with a Disney producer. He gave me a Disney producer. He gave me everything I asked for. He knew what I wanted, and he gave it to me. So I'm telling people out there that's listening right now, any dream, don't ever give up on your dream. Ever. I don't care how hard, how long it takes. Be persistent. I'm 17 years old, and I'm living my dream already. Already. I didn't think it was going to happen to me. I did not think it was going to happen to me this early. I remember 5 years old thinking of this. I saw it. I said, that's going to happen. What Girls Think from that moment. Look at What Girls Think now. It's alive. People can watch it. They see my face. You know, I've never been that pretty girl that was so gorgeous, the popular girl, you know, the skinny, tiny girl. No, I got weight on me. I'm different. I'm not perfect, but I got my dream. Somebody opened that door for me, and somebody will open that door for you. So I want them just to know that door will open. Just stay persistent. Never accept no. That's it.
Oh, my God. If you do not stop it, because if I knew I was going to have tears rolling down my eyes with you, then I would have, you know, I would have made sure I had the Kleenex handy. I'm over here like, trying not to be like,
it's difficult,
so
you know.
It's beautiful.
It's
so touching. It's so touching and so real. I mean, how many women, or young women at that, you know, have so many dreams and just don't have the outlet or have someone amazing enough around them to try to encourage them and push them? you know, so many women out there. And I'm like I said, we can go on for hours and talk about, like I said, how amazing I think you are and how powerful. The force, the energy, your essence, just talking to you this way is like, wow. It just makes me want to embrace you. Because had I had friends like you when I was 17 years old, had I had friends like you at 14, 15, 11 years old, even in my early 20s, if I had a friend like you, then I think that a lot of the things that I've done in my life as a young woman, you know, developing into myself, would have never have taken place. Because when you have strong people like you that have goals, that is tenacious, how could I go wrong by being around the right people?
Right. That's exactly, you know, how I look. That's how I look at it, definitely. You've always, always have to have positive people around you. I don't care if it's just your mama. If your mama the only person positive, you keep her around and everybody else knocks them away. You don't need them in your circle. I don't care if it's just you. If you're the only positive person, you don't need nobody else to believe in you. Believe in yourself. Nobody believes in me. All my friends, I lost my friends. I lost all my friends. They were all jealous. They didn't like what I was doing. They thought, oh, I was so uppity. I wasn't uppity. I was excited. They don't know how hard I worked to get here. Like, when you get your opportunity, man, the way your whole heart fills up with joy, man, it's so difficult. You want to shout it to the mountaintops, I'm telling you. So for them to just understand, I didn't get this. I didn't have one dime in my pocket. Do you understand what I'm saying? My producer, he paid for every inkling of my show, every camera, every airtime, everything you can believe in, graphics, everything. I ain't paid a dime. Do you know how much money I would have to pay him to do my show? And this man is the one that bought the cameras. He bought everything for me. This little black girl out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Are you serious right now? I didn't have to leave my house to do my show. I didn't have to do anything. I do my show right in my house. And I can touch all these different kids' hearts out here, and I can open their eyes to believe in themselves. That's a beautiful thing, and I feel so blessed to be able to do that. So, I mean, the sky's the limit, people. Go for it.
Absolutely.
Just go for it. Definitely.
Yes. So for those who are not familiar with some of your work, explain the purpose of the Golden Runway.
Okay, Golden Runway. Whew, that's my next project. I'm so excited about that. That's just kicking off next year. Golden Runway is a foundation based out of Los Angeles, California. This foundation is basically a foundation where youth like myself who have big dreams, you know what I'm saying, they may be poor, homeless, anything. With this foundation, they can come there, and we give them the opportunity to basically live out their dreams. You know, we will film their music videos. We'll get them in the studio. We'll do runway shows, modeling, everything that they want to do. You know, acting classes. We have acting teachers come in and teach them. And basically, my role in this foundation is I'm the youth spokesperson. So basically, I'm the person that will be going, you know, around to schools and different functions talking about Golden Runway and what we're doing. We're trying to change lives for kids, you know, that don't have much, that don't have anything, but they still got that dream, you know, and to let them know that they have people that actually believe in helping them get to that next level. So that's what Golden Runway is all about.
Okay, and if someone was interested in, you know, checking it out or trying to get some more insight on it, to like maybe I know 100 people hypothetically that I can say, hey, I know some good people. How could I send people your way? How could others, you know, get in tune to that?
To get in tune with that, all you have to do is go to goldenrunway.org, and when you go there, every piece of information that you need to know, more information about what we do, what we stand for, you can go there and you can learn everything you need to know about that. You can also go to my personal website, TrenelAddison.com, and you can learn information about it there as well if you want to learn more.
Awesome. So I understand you write for a magazine. So when did you decide that you wanted to add writer to your resume?
Whew, now writing was first. Writing was first. That was my first passion before talk show host and all these different things. I began writing for a few teen magazines. And I think really I started writing because I needed an outlet. and I didn't have any other outlet, anybody that was going to, you know, I couldn't have my show out. I wasn't doing radio. I couldn't do a lot of stuff at that time. So I was like, oh, man, I got to do something to let my voice be heard. Somebody got to hear me. So I was like, okay, I'm going to write for some magazines. And, you know, I started working for a magazine called Urban Teen Magazine. After that, I started writing for Differences Magazine. And then the offers started pouring in. And right when, you know, the offers started pouring in for more magazine jobs, I had to let them go, unfortunately, because that's when my show came. What Girls Think came in, and I had to give my all to that, and I wasn't able to, you know, go back and give everything I had to the magazine, so I had to let those go. But right now I'm working on starting my own magazine, so, you know, it's working out, you know, for the future and everything.
Absolutely. So you have said that you would like to be the Oprah for your generation. What about Oprah's life inspires you to aspire to her status?
Now, I love the way you ask that question, because a lot of people would say her money. Everybody would be like, oh, I want to be Oprah because she is so rich. I don't want to be Oprah because of her money. I don't care about money. I do this because this is what I love to do. And I know a lot of people say that, but this is truly from my heart, because I would never broke down and cried like that if it wasn't. I'm going to tell you this right now. I want to be the next Oprah because she came from nothing, nothing at all. Pure dirt, Mississippi. Y'all better go back, read that story. I read Oprah's story from beginning to end. That lady came from nothing at all, a little dirty doll that was like her little best friend. Do you understand what I'm saying? And she rose from little Mississippi town all the way to media mogul. The reason why I want to be like Oprah, because look how many, just look at all the things she's done for so many people, and how many doors she constantly opened up, and how many of those, like, it was women that were mostly the producers of the Oprah show when she was doing it in Chicago. There was, like, she had only women basically working for her whole show. She opened doors for so many women. That's what I want to do. I just want to empower, inspire young girls and women. That's it. Just believe in your dreams. It ain't got nothing to do with money. Just, look, I ain't got no money. I'm not rich, but I have my own show. I have things. So, basically, I just want to be Oprah because she's a powerful tool. She's like, she's got like one of the biggest mouths. Anything Oprah says, you listen to that. Like every time she opens her mouth, that's what I want to be. But everything that comes out of my mouth, I just want to inspire. So that's the reason why I want to be Oprah.
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense, because Oprah didn't do what she did for money either.
Nope.
So people are missing the point, like you said. You know, she didn't get started in radio and doing all that stuff because she was, like, trying to be a millionaire. She did it because she enjoyed it. She did it because she wanted to empower and uplift and, you know. So you're right. You have the right idea. So I can honestly say that I accept you as the next Oprah.
That's beautiful. I mean, it's
see that.
It's a sweet gesture. I know. From the beginning of time, when I first started getting interviewed and stuff, they started tagging that to my name. And I didn't ask for it. Like, I didn't claim myself as the next Oprah or anything. And some people don't believe me. They're like, oh, no, you told them to call you that. I said, no, I've never told anybody to call me that. From the very beginning, when I started getting interviewed, people just tagged that to my name. You're going to be the next Oprah. I'm like, are you serious? I mean, all I got is a little show. It's brand new. Like, I don't have all these different ratings or anything. How do you guys know what I'm going to be? And, I mean, the more, you know, I do more interviews, the closer I get to the fans of What Girls Think, you know, and all these people, you know, claim that that's what I'm going to be. You know, I started taking it in. I'm like, okay, you know, this is a big job, big shoes to fill, but I'll take this. I'll do it and I'll run with it. So everything is up from here. I believe in it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Truly. And I feel like, you know, like I got to tell my teens, because I have a Teen in Tune, you know, segment and stuff for the show, I definitely say, like, if someone's shoes you want to walk in for the right reason. Try them on for the right reason, not because you think they're nice or look at them or envy them because you would like a pair of them. So I used to always put on, you know, my auntie's shoes and my mom's shoes because I always wanted to wear high heels. And I never could wear them, so I used to take the shoe strings out and tie them around the shoe. So when I walk, they went and flip-flop off my feet. So that I'm only sharing that with you to say to you that you don't have to fill her shoes. You can tie them around your feet and walk around in those particular shoes, meaning her footsteps, the way that you know how to walk around with them. Not as Oprah have done, but just as Chanel does.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Could,
if that makes
never,
sense.
Yeah. I definitely understand it. I tell people all the time, you know, everyone wants to tag me in that. I don't necessarily want to be the next Oprah. That's the thing. You see what I'm saying? I love her. She's definitely the number one talk show host, period, person in the world that inspires me the most to even do what I'm doing. But do I necessarily want to be the next of her? Probably not. I think I want to just be Treneal. I just want to be known for me, for being that sensitive, talkative, outgoing, sweethearted young girl that I am. That's it, you know, and I want to help open doors for other people that are behind me, the next generation that's come behind me that wants to do this thing. I want to open doors for them, you know, and even current people right now that are older women and they still didn't get that one shot yet to live their dreams out. I'm going to go back and give them that opportunity too. Like, I'm just an opportunity seeker, and I'm also a person that wants to be an opportunity giver. So that's what I want to do in my life.
So when you're not doing what girls think, when you're not writing, or when you were writing, I should say, when you're not planning for your future projects and things of that nature, what do you do for just yourself?
That's a hard question because I don't know. Like, as hard as I work every single day, literally email to everything that I do. I mean, like today I just, you know, grabbed a radio hosting job. Today I got offered, and then I signed on with another company called MajorLabelScout.com. They're powered by Atlantic Records as an A&R scout, so that's another job under my belt, too, at 17. So what have I done for myself lately? I don't know. Like, I don't know. Took a shower? Like, I haven't hung out with my friends in like a month. I don't know. Like, it's been a really long time since Treneal has done something for herself. That's the truth. I don't know when the last time.
Yeah,
I did.
Well, I'm definitely gonna have to pay you a visit because we definitely need you to, you know, work your booty off, but also take time for your booty to rest because we need you well. We need you
tomorrow.
Well,
tomorrow is the first day I've had off in a long time. Thanksgiving, I get a free day. I'm excited. I'm going to eat everything I see. And just, I'm telling you, I'm going to pack them on and just relax and chill with my family, laugh, kick back. You know, family came out of town up here. So it's going to be a really nice day for me. And then literally probably Friday, back to work. Like, I'm always working. I can never stop. I'm addicted to my job. So
absolutely. So I just have like a few more questions before I let you go, Treneal, because I know you have a ton of things you want to do. I know you like, hurry up so I can get back to work. You know,
oh no,
addict.
I'm taking time. This is great. I'm excited. This is like fun for me.
So if you were interviewing you, what would you ask you and how would you answer it? Because I'm always curious to, you know, things that people would want to be asked by people that never be asked the question that they want to.
Oh, that's a good one. You just got me. to think about it, because, you know, I've gotten asked a lot of different questions in this short period of time. So what would I ask myself? You know, I really don't ever get asked. What don't I ever get asked, really? You know, a lot of people don't ask me why I'm doing this. Like, why did I choose to do this? I would really like to be asked, why did I choose the path that I chose? You know, like, why did I choose this as my career? And the way I would answer that is, of course, like I answered it before, this is my passion. It's my dream. It's what I've gone after for such a long time. You know, I've worked really, really hard for this. And I think people forget that. In all that you do, you're not just working, you know, you're working to help other people, but a lot of people don't understand that you're actually doing this because, number one, this is like your passion, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like a lot of people out here, they get famous and stuff, and they're just doing it because they want to be famous and they want the money and stuff like here, you know that? And it really annoys me for all the people who, like, really work their tallywags off every day. You know, and, like, this is their dream, their passion, and they don't get the light of day at all, you know? So I would really like for people to start asking me, like, why do I do this? And I think that would be a good question to ask, you know, people. Make it easy.
Okay, definitely. And what is one thing that you hate to be asked?
What is the one thing I hate to be asked? Whew. I haven't really gotten asked anything that I hate necessarily. I think I hated when someone asked me, did I have a boyfriend one time? Someone
mm-hmm.
asked me that, and the reason why I hate that, I don't like people getting all in my personal life.
For someone,
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think every celebrity, and I'm not even looking at myself as a celebrity, I'm just, you know, regular person, but because I'm a regular person, like, that's my life. I don't need people all in that side of my life, you know? Business-wise,
mm-hmm.
you can ask me anything you want, but that side, no. That is not something I want to talk about.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to kind of like jump back to that statement about, you know, you're not a celebrity. I just feel honestly and truly, since I was born, I feel like I'm a celebrity. Am I well known? No. To the world? No, not at large. But as long as you are a person and you were given a name at birth, you are a celebrity in your own right. And what you're doing
right.
at this point in your life is you're bringing your celebrity slowly but surely into the light of the world at large. So don't ever
right.
take away from yourself what you are, because we are all preordained to be celebrities. We're kings and queens. So there's no way in heck I ever have anyone tell me, well, I'm not this and I'm not that, and I let that go. I can't. So I'm not trying to
right.
tell you what to think, but I just want you to think outside of that and always just gravitate to the more positive side of it. We are celebrities. We're just not worldwide yet, but we'll be because you're
right.
working towards that.
Working my tallywag off to get towards that. But, you
definitely.
Know,
I
appreciate you saying that. It's the first time somebody actually, you know, went back on me and said, you know, no, don't look at yourself like that. I think I say that most of the time because
mm-hmm.
if you run around, I don't want people to think I'm big-headed, because not at all. I'm like one of the most down-earth, just cuckoo crazy, funny, you know,
mm-hmm.
cool girls. So I never want people to think I'm like big-headed, because no matter how big I get, and I know a lot of people who, you know, when they're smaller, they all say that, and then when they get big, they all big-headed and
mm-hmm.
treat people like trash. But that's just not even in who I was born to be. I could never treat people like that. Like, I feel bad because I don't like how people treat me if they disrespect me. So I just always want people to know that I'm just down to earth and cool. You know, I'm just regular. You know what I'm saying? Just a regular
yeah.
cool person.
Yeah, but see, that also correlates with one more thing, and I'm not trying, I just want you, just how I'm learning from you, I just want you to kind of take something away from this interview. I don't want to just talk with you this one time and never touch base with you again like some people do.
Right.
Because it's just like, I love to embrace people and I love to be there engaging in whatever I can to see things go
right.
around. But I'm just going to say this, like, one thing we need to do is let go of what other people think, because this has been happening since the beginning of time. We're always worried about what someone would think of us as an individual and not really focusing on this is the thing that I need to do. So a person who gets it is going to get me, and a person who don't is just, you know, kind of like taken away from me anyway. Because
right.
now I have to focus on why you don't get me, why you think that I think I'm all that. You don't need that energy. You need people to be on the same page with you at all times. The people that love you know who you are, so you don't need to explain
right.
that to them. You don't change in people's eyes that see you how you see yourself, if that makes sense.
Right.
So
yeah.
the people that can't see you, then those are the people that let them stay, you know, in the dark where they are, and you don't need those type of people shedding any darkness on who you are as an individual, causing you to wonder why they don't like you. Who cares?
Right. No need to I understand 100%, and that is something, honestly, something that is so, it's like a private side of me, but, you know, I feel so strongly about it, so I don't mind sharing it, but that right there has been something that I've dealt with for such
mm-hmm.
a long time, being wanted, being appreciated, you know, people have always picked on me, you know, just nitpicked, like, all my life. I was never good enough, never. I would work so hard to be good, and I was never good enough. You know, like, always, you're too tall, you're too fat, you're not cute enough, your toes are too long, anything, just anything that they could nitpick on. I don't like your head, I don't like your nails, they're ugly, just anything. I was always picked on, and I'm sitting here like, I'm looking in the mirror and I think I'm cute, so why is
mm-hmm.
it that all these people keep picking on me? you know, and I would go home, my mom, and I would cry to my mom. I'm like, Mom, what is wrong with me? Like, why is everybody picking me on just all the time? But I never knew where my life was going to head, you know, because you can't see the future. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew who
mm-hmm.
I was going to be. I never knew I would be in a newspaper and all these people would come up and say, you know, that's you. You're going to be the next Oprah. Like, I never knew my life would ever get this far. So I'm, like, almost thankful for being picked on, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, okay,
mm-hmm.
thank you for calling me all those names. Now that those same people who were talking about me in my elementary school and middle school, they all in my face trying to be my best friend these days. Now they want to be
mm-hmm.
my friend when they were talking
right.
about me. But
exactly.
they ain't getting in this way. Sorry.
I tell you, they dropped the ball. You dropped the balls, guys. You dropped them. So let them roll where they're going to roll in the opposite direction. She's all mine
right.
now. She's all mine.
Right.
So, just two more quick questions. So, what are some of the upcoming topics for your future shows? Do you have any, like, special guests that you look forward to speaking to, you know, anything of that nature?
Exciting. We just filmed two shows when did we do it? Oh, geez. It's, like, Wednesday today. So, not the Sunday that just passed, but the Sunday before that, we filmed four shows, I think. No, two shows. We filmed two shows. Some of the current topics that are coming up, we did for one of the serious segments is Dear President Obama, when President Obama had just got reelected. So we covered that. We covered a fun segment called What Not to Wear. So we'll be talking about what we don't like. A very funny segment for me. I was just laughing extra hard. It was fun. I was telling people just like it is, you know, like, why do people wear leggings like their pants? That's not cute. A lot of people do that. I don't know why, and it's just not for everybody. Just a lot of fun. And then I'm trying to remember the other two topics from the other shows, but it's not clicking in my head. I think peer pressure. We did peer pressure, and I forgot what the other fun topic was. I can't remember. But, you know, a lot of fun topics. We definitely had a great time. It's going to be a lot of laughs. I think with these new shows that are coming out, you're definitely going to be able to see more of our personalities, you know, because we're, like, comfortable with each other now. And a lot of people have to remember, like, all of us girls, we've never met each other ever in person, like, at all. So the only way we know each other is through Facebook or talking on the phone. So it, like, kind of took us a while to get used to each other. So now in this new show, you're going to see laughs. You're going to see us, like, mess up a few times. Like, it's just going to be really good, really real.
Wow, it sounds fun and amazing. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think basically we covered everything that I was really, really interested in getting to know. And my last question or my last, you know, request of you, I should say, is give us your motto and also leave us with some words of wisdom, which you have already put a ton of those words out there, but I just want something else, you know, from you so I can listen back at this, like, do you hear this, girl?
Okay, well, I'm going to tell them a few words before I say my motto. If I could leave you guys with any words of wisdom, any words of advice, like I've already said in the interview early on, just people. When you have a goal, a dream, I wouldn't care if you ain't have two nickels to rub together in your pocket. You continue to push forward and never, ever give up. I wouldn't care what someone said to you. I wouldn't care if that keep ringing your head that you ain't got no money. You ain't got to have no money. There's people out there in the world that got money that don't know what to do with their money. So they waiting for somebody with an idea just like yours so they can make more money that they won't know what to do with. You see what I'm saying? There's people out here that are waiting for that idea that you might have, are waiting for that invention that you might have created. You don't know. Reach out. Use the internet. The internet is a really big key when you're trying to make something happen for your future, especially in the entertainment industry. You got all these celebrities on Twitter. You better start talking to them celebrities just like they're your neighbor or something. I wouldn't care if you feel like they ain't going to talk back. Try. Just try. That's one thing my mom always taught me is to try. Don't say you can't do something if you ain't tried it. Try. call up a corporation. I called up this, I called up my producer like he was my neighbor or something. I was like, hi, Gary, how you doing? Talking to him just like a regular person. This man worked for Disney for 30 years. You don't call people like that up on the telephone. It just don't happen like that. But I did at 16 years old. And look at me now. I got my own show. So don't be afraid. Don't let nobody tell you you can't call up that vice president of that company. He's too high up for you to call. Call him anyway. Who cares? Do the unthinkable. Do what you're not supposed to do. Do it anyway. Try. So my words of wisdom for you is, number one, don't give up ever. Two, stay persistent. Stay on your grind. Every day wake up. It's a new fresh day. Keep moving forward. Don't ever look back. Ever. Okay? And three, keep God in your life. Fear God. You know, don't trust too many people out here. Keep your circle tight, really small, because the more people you let in, the more chaos you're letting in, the more, you know, dishonesty, the more things that can go wrong. So the smaller you keep your circle, the better things will come out for you. So just always keep that small. And my motto that I always say to everybody is smile because you can, because you have the right, and because you're worth it. That's what I'm going to leave with the people.
You're amazing, Chanel. And I just want to thank you so much for being patient with me, first of all, and second of all, for just being amazing. You are inspiring, and I look forward to, like, a continuous connection at all times.
Definitely. I love you, too. I think you're an amazing person, and you helped me basically have a breakthrough tonight with the tears and everything. You know, that was honestly, I think, the first time I actually cried going through this journey. You know, because I've had to be so strong. I've had to have been, you know, working so hard. So you don't get that time to just sit back and say, thank you, God, for everything, you know. And that was like, this was my breakthrough moment where I was like, thank you, God. You look back at how far you came and you see where you are now. So thank you for that, and also giving me advice about, you know, not letting people get into my head. That's one problem I really have, is letting people get to me. So I'm learning to change that every single day. So thank you for that as well.
No, no problem. Thank you. You are amazing. I love you as a sister, and I will be keeping in contact with you. Don't call the police on me and say that this crazy lady, Precious, is tweeting me every day, sissy. She's calling me her sister. She's like, hey, sissy, every morning. I don't know what's wrong with this lady. Like, just, I'm not stalking you. I'm just loving you. That's all I'm letting you know.
No. You can tweet me, call me. Look, I'll give you my personal number. Look, you can call me, tweet me, Facebook me. I'm one of the most sweetest, open people you'll ever meet. I wouldn't care who you are. If you want to get to know me personally, I'm just that open of a person. I'm not mean to anybody, and especially you. I mean, I'm on your radio, so hello. So, of course, keep in contact at all times until we're gone and dead out of this, you know, beautiful world that we live in. We're
absolutely
together.
So tell people where they can find you and to stay in tune with you.
Definitely. Okay, folks, if you want to stay in tune with me, Trinell Addison, you can keep up with me on whatgirlsthink.tv, www.whatgirlsthink.tv. That's where you can keep up with all the latest episodes of the show, what new episodes coming out. You can go to our online store, get some of the merchandise if you're a real diehard What Girls Think fan. You can also go to my personal website, TrinealAddison.com. My first name is spelled T-R-Y-N-E-A-L. Some people have problems, you know, spelling it. And you can keep up with all my latest projects, latest interviews that I'm doing, and things, and new pictures all the time. And you can also go to goldenrunway.org, and you'll be able to see a lot more information about me there pretty soon. And I will be having a radio show starting in January. So, like I said, just go to. What were you saying?
I said, yay. Exciting.
Oh, you said, yay. Yeah. I'm going to have a radio show coming out in January. So you just go to TrinellAddison.com, and you'll be able to see new information about that. I'm so excited. That just got confirmed today. So, yes, new
yay.
Project.
Yay.
Yeah.
Another thing that I have to come and take her away from herself from, you know, like, geez, I'm going to have to,
man,
you know, ply you away. So
man,
you have a happy Thanksgiving, beautiful, and you keep doing
you
what you do. And for now on, we're sissy, so remember that. Don't call no 911 on me, okay? Don't do it.
We got it. I got it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You have a blessed Thanksgiving.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Chanel. Make sure you guys follow her on Twitter. Check out her Facebook. Definitely visit her website. And again, definitely stay in tune with her, as she put out there that she's very, very receptive to everyone who's receptive to her. For all those who tuned into the show, I just want to say thank you. If you tuned in for the first time, I hope it's not your last. And for all those who continue to support the Intune Show, I just want to say thank you. You are all amazing. And without you, there is no Intune Show. Be sure to tune in on Friday with Teens Intune, because we're going to be talking about relationships, the kind of thing that us as parents don't want to deal with when it comes to our teens, but it's something that happens every single day. So definitely tune in with us Friday for Teen in Tune. And then Saturday, tune in for Your Time to Shine, where we have selected 6 people to come on and showcase their music, their talents, their skills, their expertise to our 30,000 listeners. So again, babies, I'm wishing you all a happy Thanksgiving. Be safe, eat well, be blessed, and know that you're loved. Stay in tune, because I definitely want to stay in tune with you. And don't forget to check out Chanel Addison ASAP. You guys have a good night. Until Friday. Later, babies.
I'm in tune. 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 I'm